Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here from Iowa State Football Media Day. It's good to be back out on Jack Trice Stadium. Field looks great. Everybody's fired up. New season, new coaching staff. I had an opportunity to catch up with some individual players, some different guys too. We caught up with Lazard, Lanning, and Cotton Moya back at Media Day in Dallas. So if you want to hear from them, go back and listen to that podcast from a couple of weeks ago. Today, I wanted to catch up with some different guys, but we start off with really the core, I think, of Iowa State's offense this year, running back Mike Warren. Check it out. So Coach had some, he said you're bigger, faster, stronger, got some good things to say about you. Do you feel that way so far during camp?
Yeah, so far. You know, camp just started, and, you know, I'm feeling pretty good.
What's the – run down the biggest difference in the offseason prior years compared to this year with this new strength staff?
Oh, the strength staff.
Brutal?
Yeah, they really get after us in the weight room. You know, when we first got in there, our first workout, you know, none of us were expecting, like, the level of intensity. And they say that it's going to be, like, an everyday thing. So, you know, we just go in there like, oh, God, you know, we got weights and here they all come barking at us. But, you know, we've been getting used to and adjusted to it. They do a really good job of keeping us, you know, they keep us on top of things, like certain movements and all that. And they actually look out for our best interests.
Is there? Can you tell, like, there's a difference in philosophy? Is that fair to say, or is it just harder?
I say the philosophy is different compared to last year. You know, they believe, like, if you're going to go in the weight room, then go in there and, you know, bust your tail. But as a whole, the group, the strength staff, you know, those guys are all, like, they're big on, you know, hard work and effort. You know, that's what it's going to translate onto the field.
You have an interesting story going into this season. Last year, I mean, you really didn't even play much the first two games, and then you end up at the end of the season, you're the nation's leading freshman running back. This year, defenses know who you are. There's a little bit of a target on you. How's that different for you?
Just means I have to work harder, prepare better, you know, all the stuff I did last year, you know, that's just thrown out the window now. And, you know, I have to, you know, step my game up just to match what they're probably going to be bringing at me or coming at me.
Do you feel with your improved strength and size, I mean, are you going to be ready for more carries this year if you have to take more hits? I know that's always a concern with premier running backs, guys like you.
I think I'll be all right. You know, like I said before, the strength staff really took care of us, and they made sure we got what we needed out of that weight room.
What about the guys behind you? How confident are you in your backups?
I'm very confident in them. I think they're ready. They're all ready to, you know, they're all ready to play. You know, we're in fall camp right now, so, you know, there's still a lot of learning to do. But by the time the season comes, I think they'll be all right.
Same question for your offensive line. There's a lot of new guys in front of you this year. Mm-hmm.
I think I have no worries about the offensive line. Just seeing what they've done so far in these five practices, I think they're going to be fine. Like, I have no worries at all.
When we talk in January and your guys' season is over, looking back, what would make 2016 a successful season?
We just got to finish games. You know, we got to play through all four quarters. You know, there were a couple games last year where, you know, it was lost in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we've been working on that. We've been, you know, working on situational football and just playing smart. And in the end, I think we're going to be pretty good.
There you go, running back Mike Warren, confident young man. Matt Campbell had some really good things to say about him during his press conference today. You can hear that on our podcast network. If you subscribe to us on iTunes or anywhere else you may subscribe to podcasts, it's on our front page as well. Beautiful new front page at Cyclone Fanatic. Next, I think this one will be well received. Jacob Park, the backup quarterback, the JUCO transfer, former Georgia Bulldog, is an interesting young man. Myself and a couple other reporters jumped in on this later as well, but I caught up with Jacob Park. Here's that interview.
You got here in June, right? Mm-hmm. How's the first few months been on campus?
Good. I mean, it's summer, so it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
But football and workouts is pretty much all we've been doing.
Have you, does this feel like, home in a couple months, but do you feel comfortable here yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, made a lot of friends, having a good time. I like the coaches, and I mean, the coaches make you feel real comfortable around here. anyway, so it's kind of weird when I came.
What's the what's living in Iowa like for a Southern boy like you?
I don't know, it's not much different. I'm kind of from the country, so being out here and not having much to do is kind of what I'm used to, so it ain't much different.
How do you feel like the battle is going between you and Zeb? I know Coach Campbell said it's a pretty heated battle. Where do you see it going right now?
I mean, I can't call it. That's something Coach will have to answer for you, but I just go out here every day and do what I'm supposed to do, try to get better. I mean, it's a competition, yeah, but you can't really worry about the competition. It's more of a competition with yourself to get better every day. So, I mean, that question you'd have to answer, Coach would have to answer, I can't really answer for you.
What do you feel like you bring?
My game, I can throw the ball, sit in the pocket, throw the ball, make some reads, but the part you can't teach that I kind of have, my knack to the game, is I can get out the pocket, keep my eyes downfield and make plays with my while being on the move. But so I don't know if a lot of the other quarterbacks have that intangible, but I do. We haven't had much time to, you know, show those kind of moves yet, so I mean, I don't know yet.
Do you even feel like, is that even fair for us to just say, hey, battle for backup? Or my guess is a guy like in your position, you're gunning for number one. Is that accurate?
I mean, everybody's gunning for number one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's steps you got to take to get to number one. I mean, clearly Joel's been here and he's a starter last year. So, I mean, that's just how it is. It's part of the game. I mean, of course you want to be number one, but you can't work from four to one all in one day. You know what I mean?
You got
to take certain steps to get there. So, I mean, of course that's the end goal, but right now it's fighting for two.
Not playing last year at NEL, what is it then like to kind of jump back in and really get back in the mix and compete, like you said, for either a backup or starter or whatever it may be?
It's second nature. It's what I've been doing my whole life. I mean, I only took 1 year off. It's been playing since I was 4 years old. It ain't much different, man. It's what I've been doing since day one. So
you can pick it right back up, and you don't lose anything physically or anything like that?
No.
A lot of times with transfers, it seems like guys are kind of in last chance mode, and they're super ultra focused when they get here. Is that accurate to say that about you? I mean, have you ever been this focused with your game? Considering, I mean, you can't really go anywhere else after this other than the league.
I mean, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really put it that way. But,
okay. Well, how would you
put
it?
I mean, I've been...
What's your mindset?
It's college. It's getting adjusted to college is what my problem was. It wasn't the game of football. It wasn't staying focused. It was trying to manage everything at once.
Okay.
And I think going to Georgia and then going to JUCO and being here now, I know what to deal with, what you don't need to deal with, the things you need to do.
Yeah.
Things like extracurricular activities that you don't really necessarily need to partake in.
So, I got you.
I mean, I guess you could say I'm a little bit more focused, but I wouldn't call it last chance mode.
Okay.
You know, but.
That's fair. So you hear it, a confident young man. I like him. He's fun. You should see his hair. It's fantastic. Up next, my partner from KXNO, 1460 KXNO, Ross Peterson, jumped in. And we talked with Jake Campos, who will anchor Iowa State's offensive line in 2016. What's it like? You're an upperclassman now. I know you've bounced off some injuries, but how do you feel heading into 2016?
No, I feel 100% right now. You know, I feel really good physically, and then mentally everything's really coming together. We've got a lot of guys out there. They're real fun to play with.
We do a lot of high school football coverage on KX. You know, do you keep in touch with your old school, old rivals? How often do you pay attention to that?
You know, it's always fun. You're in the hotel Friday night trying to watch the games. I mean, I got my little brother playing on the team right now.
Oh, yeah, forget about it.
So, yeah, I'm always watching Val. You got to see how they're doing and see how he's doing in particular. But it's always fun, you know, keep up some of the rivalries, some of the guys on the team.
Yeah. Do you go out of your way to root against Dowling?
Oh, always.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. You should.
Yeah, definitely.
This is you've been a part of an amazing turnaround here, man, especially growing up in the Des Moines area. Iowa State was not what it is now when we were kids, or when you were kids. We got a few years between us. But can you recognize I mean, can you feel this change happening within this program?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of momentum just pouring to this program. We've got great people coming in. We've got great recruits coming in. There's just a whole lot of positive energy, and the fan base has never been stronger. I mean, it's always been super strong, but these people, they're out there, and they're nothing but encouragement. And, you know, I think we'll definitely see it first game day, that Saturday night. It's going to be rocking in here.
What does it mean to have a coach like Coach Manning, who's so accomplished working with offensive linemen? These guys come in and they start raving about you. Does that add pressure to this season? Does that make you feel like, does it give you a boost of confidence? What's your reaction to Manning's praise of you?
You know, I think with him, it's just he's going to tell it like it is, and he comes out there, and his confidence, just in general, like as an offensive line coach, really helps all of us out there, because he's coming in. I've never seen anyone just know what they want or know what they want to do more than Coach Manning. It's really fun to play for him, and then all the other guys, it's just, we've all really rallied around it.
If you could describe the difference in coaching staffs from last year to this year in just one word, is there a word that you could think of?
Energy?
Energy
is a good one. Yeah.
What about the off season? Because I've heard a lot of guys, I'll ask them about what the workouts have been like, and they kind of roll their eyes and then smile. Why am I getting that type of reaction? I'm interested in a big guy like you, how it's been.
The off season workouts, they've been really, really hard. You know, there's a lot of running, and then there's a lot of weightlifting. It's just, you go, you do your max effort, you go to as many as you could possibly go till failure, and then you got three more reps. It's one of the most intense things I think we've ever done, and it's good. I mean, it's a team bonding experience. Those weight coaches, they get real intense, and they bring it every day. So you gotta be in there. You gotta be mentally strong, and then you gotta have your teammates around you. We're rallying around, because when you're in that weight room, it's aggressive.
There's Jake Campos, and last but certainly not least is my favorite Cyclone, Mitchell Myers. Check it out. Well, we're now talking with the biggest badass on the Iowa State football team, Mitch Myers. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
How are you doing? Like, just give us an update on, you kicked cancer's ass. Now, well, hopefully you're going to be doing it to some Big 12 teams as well.
Yeah. So I'm feeling great. You know, the weather's been great. Camp's been great. I'm glad to be back out here with my friends and my teammates, and really just enjoying every day as it comes.
Did you think you'd be standing here today? Media day, you're on the two deeps, you're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, initially I did. Never really crossed my mind that I wouldn't play football, but as the treatments went on and as things, you know, weren't going as planned at some points, obviously it crossed my mind, like, am I ever going to get back to Ames or things like that. But, you know, now that I'm here, I just got to enjoy it while I'm here.
I can only imagine, because obviously I've never been through anything like that, but just if you've beaten something like that, then that your perspective changes on going to the classroom, on going to practice every day. Can you explain that to a guy like me and a lot of just common guys listening on the radio today, what that's like?
Yeah, so definitely my perspective has changed. You know, coming here, you know, we work really hard every day, and I think that some people take it for granted that, you know, we're here and we're able to play football and we're able to have this opportunity. And so when I was back in Houston going through cancer treatments, it was kind of all I was thinking about is, like, dang, like, I didn't realize how much I would miss it once I was gone. And so a lot of people don't get that opportunity, and so now that I'm here, I just have to enjoy it while I can. And maybe I'm tired for practice, or maybe I'm not feeling 100%, but, you know, we're all just lucky to be here.
When you were having those doubts, you said that for a little while you thought maybe it wouldn't work out, you wouldn't get on. Did you ever convey that to either one of the coaches?
No. So they knew my situation. They knew that things weren't going as planned, and, you know, that stuff is so far out of my control that, you know, I couldn't do anything about it. And so I just had to take it day by day, and, you know, if I was able to play, I'm going to play. And that's kind of what my attitude has been. And, I mean, so far it's worked out for me. So,
did you ever worry before you met Coach Campbell, did you ever worry about your position, or maybe, you know, he wouldn't have the emotional attachment to you?
No, I don't worry about that stuff. And at the same time, I was so caught up in the things that I was going through that, you know, basically everything I saw as far as football was through the media, and I was kind of an outsider looking in for a little bit. But no, I mean, and I talked to him when he got here, and, you know, he told me I had a spot on this team, and I wasn't worried about, you know, losing my scholarship or anything like that. But, yeah, so it was actually a pretty seamless transition, so I'm really glad that it worked out that way.
He's told the story before that you were the first guy that he called when he got the job, and that fascinated me. How did that feel?
Yeah, so I had no idea I was the first one he called at that point. I knew it was right after he got hired. You know, we basically just introduced ourselves and kind of got to know each other a little bit, told our stories. Like I said, he let me know that I still had a spot on this football team, which was encouraging. And he let me know that if I ever needed anything to contact him while I was in Houston. So it was really encouraging.
Well, way to kick butt, and look forward to watching you in the fall, right, bud?
Yep, thank you.
All right.